In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, come God. Amen. The Sunday before we started the Lent, we call it pre-Lent Sunday, okay? And on this day, as Abun explained to us 2 days ago, our Lord Jesus Christ explained to us how to pray, how to fast, and how to give alms, how to pray, how to fast, and to give alms. The first Sunday, we learned that we are not supposed to collect possessions, many possessions in the world, but have the treasures, not in heaven, on earth, but where? How can we put our treasures up to heaven? How can we have treasures, we have money, we have time, we have many, many things. Yes, sorry, you are. How can we, when we fast and pray? Yeah. When we give the treasures to whom? To whom? To the poor. Exactly. To the poor and to the needy. What else? Yeah? Yes, we pray to God. But also when we do good things to everyone, as if we send our treasures into heaven. Yes? Yesterday, Abuna taught us a new lesson. What was? Do you remember? Just one or two. Do you remember? Okay. To remind you, what was the verse that Abuna taught us yesterday? Exactly, bravo aleki. Man shall not live on bread alone. Man shall not live on bread alone. Again, man. Again, today we have a small and very interesting story. Listen to me. Look at me and listen to me. There was a man who had 2 sons. And then the youngest said to him, "Dad, I want to inherit your money. I have a portion in your money. When you die, I need this money." He said, "Okay, when I die." He said, "No, I need it now, right now." He said, "What? You are with me? Whatever you want, you can. You want, I give you. You eat with me, you drink with me, you dress with me, you live with me. I take care of you." He said, "I need my money." And then the father, who had 2 sons, divided his money into 2 portions, 2 pieces, 2 portions. And he gave the youngest. And then a few days later, the youngest left the house, took the money, went with bad friends, and they spent the money. The money was decreasing, until he had nothing, until he had no dollar, nothing, no dinar, no dollar, no pence, whatever he had. He found himself without any money. He went to one of the friends that he used to spend money. "I don't have money. Please, lend me some money." He said, "Go, I don't know you. You don't know me. I helped you and gave you money. And now you said, I don't have it." He refused to give it him any money. Then he became a miserable son, a miserable guy. And then he said to himself, how can I cannot be a butler and ask for money. I have to search for any job. At last he found a man who has some swine, pigs. And he said, okay, go. But look, you are not allowed to take any of the food of the pigs. You know the food of the pigs smelling bad and not tasty. But even, he said to him. And then he started to mourn and cry and regret that he did that with his father. And he said, what can I say? How can I do? Shall I go to my father again? Will he accept me when I go back to him and say, I'm sorry, I did a very bad mistake. I took the money and wasted the money in pleasures, in nothing. Will the father, my father, accept me? What do you think? Will the father accept him or not? Who says yes, who says no? Who says yes? Raise your hand. Who says no? None. If I say the father, he will refuse. I'm right or wrong? I say that the father will refuse him. I say wrong or right? Wrong. Wrong. Why? Because the father loves his son. Yes? The father loves his son. And then the youngest guy said, I will arise and go. I go to my father. This is the verse of today. I will arise. Repeat after me. I will arise and go to my father. I will arise. I go to my father. You have the verse in you have the verse with you. I will arise. I go to my father. Then what happened? He went to his father. How was he when he went to his father? With very torn clothes, with unclean clothes. And what did he say? What did he say to his father? I'm sorry, Father. I regret, Father. I have sinned, my Father. Yes? I am sorry, my Father. I have sinned to you in your sight, and to you and to heaven. Please, forgive me. And then the Father, what did he do? All right, come. Come. You know what the Father did? He put his mouth on his, he put his hand on his mouth. Said, don't complete. You are my son. Come. You are my son. I was waiting for you to come. I was waiting for you to come back. I was waiting because I love you. And then he called his servants and then to them, give him. Wash him, give him a new suit, and give him a ring in his finger, and let us celebrate, and let us offer very good offering. Let us have a festival for him. Then we call him the prodigal son. We call him the prodigal son. But he was not just the prodigal. He was clever son, because he knew that the father loves him so much. Yes? So, how can we do when we do something wrong, when we do something wrong and feel that it is not good for our Father, who is our Heavenly Father? Who is our Heavenly Father? God, who is our Lord Jesus Christ, God. Yes, yes. When we do something wrong, are we brave to say, I did something wrong? Sometimes, as of today, if you want to be like the prodigal son who came back to the bosom of his father, when we do something wrong, we say, what do we say? Sorry. What should we say? Sorry. When we do something wrong to my father, to my brother, to my mother, to my friend, to my teacher, to anyone, be brave enough to say, I am sorry. This is the first step, to say, I am sorry. And then to go to Abuna and we say, we did something wrong, Abuna. Please give us absolution, because we need that the Lord may forgive us. This is what we call confession. When we say sorry, we repent. When we say sorry, we repent. When we go to Abuna and say we have done something wrong, this is what we call confession. After that, what should we do? What should we do? We want to take from the pure lamb. We want to eat from the pure lamb. Who is the pure lamb? Who is the heavenly lamb? Who is the heavenly lamb? Look behind me. What is the altar? What is on the altar? Jesus, the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. If we want to receive the Holy Communion, the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, we need number one to say sorry, which is repentance. And then go to the priest, to Abuna, and say confession. And then go to the church and take the Holy Communion. Number one again, we say, sorry, this is repentance. Number two, we go to Abuna, have the absolution. This is called confession. And then number three, go to the church and receive. Without receiving the Holy Communion, we cannot come back to the Father. We cannot come back to the house Father. We cannot go to heaven. That's why in the church, the most important service we do is that we have the Holy Communion. We go to Sunday school to learn how to go to the Holy Communion. We learn and memorize verses from the Bible and stories from the Bible to know how to go to Jesus Christ and to take his body and his holy, precious blood in the church. Right? Can we repeat the verse of today again? Read. Again, I will rise and go to my father. And when I go to my father will take me in his bosom, and he will wash me, and he will give me new clothes, and he will give me the pure lamb for me, because he is very glad I came back to him. Glory be to God forever.
سلام الله الذي يفوق كل عقل يحل في قلوبكم بالمدينة.
المسيح يسوع ربنا.
I have sinned. Oh my Lord Jesus, forgive me, for there is no servant without sin, no master without forgiveness.
حقيقة
نؤمن بإله واحد الله الآب رابط كل خالق السماء والأرض ما يرى وما لا يرى. نؤمن برب واحد يسوع المسيح ابن الله الوحيد المولود من الآب قبل كل دهور، نور من نور إلى حق من إلى حق، مولود للمخلوق مساوي الآب في الجوار الذي به كان كل شيء. هذا الذي من أجلنا نحن البشر ومن أجل خلاصنا نزل من السماء، تجسد من الروح القدس المريم العذراء، تأنس وصلب عنا على عهد قص البنت، تألم وكبر وقام من بين الأموات في اليوم السادس كما في الكتب، وصعد على السماوات وجلس عن يمين أبيه، وأيضا يأتي في مجده ليدين الأحياء والأموات. الذي ليس الملكين قضاء، نعم نؤمن بالروح القدس الرب المحب بصر من الآب، نسجد له ونمجده مع الآب والابن الناطق الرياء، كنيسة واحدة مقدسة جامعة رسولية، ونعترف بمعمودية واحدة مغفرة خطايا، وننتظر قيامة الأموات وحياة الدار.